Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, there are a few things that rub us both the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say that phonies falls towards the top of that list.
Yeah, you know, I don't like a fake-ass bitch. Let's say that.
I don't either. Like, just be who you are and stick to it, you know? But something that's a major phony, or at least under fire for being a major phony, is Kim Kardashian's furniture, if you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So Kimmy's being accused of deliberately misleading people into thinking some of her things are worth way more than they actually are.
Yes. And this lie of hers might land her in court.
Which, not that big of a deal for an Esquire like herself.
Yeah, she's a lawyer. Big deal. Big whoop.
Huge deal. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, March 29th, Liam Garrow's birthday.
Liam Garrow, our writer-producer.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Liam. Everyone happy go wish Liam a happy birthday.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. Give me that
hot goss. All right, Richies. Kim Kardashian is getting slapped with yet another lawsuit.
Yeah.
This one is coming from a now-deleted video that she posted to her YouTube channel called Welcome to My Office back in 2022, which I didn't realize this is coming from something that's not recently been released.
I know. It's wild. Sometimes I was actually thinking about this while I was reading the lawsuit. It's like, sometimes they take years and you're like thinking you're in the clear. And then 2 years later, you're slapped with a lawsuit about something, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I'm constantly in that state, you know?
I know.
Like, what lawsuit's going to come and hit us in the head? So she posted this video back in 2022. And in the video, she gives an office tour of her skincare company, Skin. Mm-hmm. And at one point in the video, she focuses on the minimalist design furniture in the office's kitchen. And this is what has gotten her into hot water.
Yeah.
If you guys are furniture people, because I've really gotten into furniture lately, these Donald Judd tables are really amazing and totally blend in with the seats.
First of all, those seats look so uncomfortable.
When I first saw this before they got to the seats part, I was like, how do you even put your legs under that table? I thought the table had like a ton of legs.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool the way like the seats kind of integrate into the table, but
they
just look so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, Richies, for those of you who are not furniture aficionados, Donald Judd was a famous sculptor and print artist who was well known for his minimalist installations and furniture designs.
I can name one designer.
Like one furniture designer?
Yep.
Who?
Aidan Shaw.
Oh my God.
Of Sex and the City fame.
You're fresh off of Sex and the City watch, that's why.
So, Richies, as you just heard, Kim was bragging about having these amazing Judd tables. But it turns out that among the almost 4 million people who watched that video were representatives of the Donald Judd Foundation, mm-hmm. and they were not happy because the pieces that Kim was promoting were, in fact, actually not Judd pieces. And that's when trouble really started brewing.
The Donald Judd Foundation, which is a nonprofit that represents Judd's legacy, they contacted Kim's reps and pointed out that the pieces in her video tour were knockoffs. And her reps responded by apologizing to the foundation, and they offered to update the video caption with a retraction. But the Judd Foundation was like, no one cares about captions. Everyone knows that.
No one reads captions anyway.
And they wanted Kim to destroy the knockoffs, and they offered to replace the fake Judd pieces with authentic ones, and they said they would sell them to Kim at a discount.
Thank God, because she can't afford real pieces.
I know. Well, you know, not after spending however much she spent on those knockoffs. She's like, I can't. I'm in debt now. So, Richie's, in case you're curious, a Judd table, an authentic Judd table, will set you back $90,000. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if that includes the chairs, because I think they're priced separately.
I'm sure they are.
Based on...
It's like a fancy steakhouse. The sides are priced separately.
It's like bathing suits, how we have to buy a top and a bottom separately. It's like, when did that start?
We should just start getting one side. Be like, I'll commit to the top or the bottom. I'm not buying two pieces.
Exactly. So the foundation claims that it tried to resolve the matter amicably for several months, but ultimately no agreement was reached, and this dispute might be heading to court now.
I'm just picturing voicemails back and forth where they're like, you got to destroy the furniture. And Kim calls back, no, guys, please.
Come on.
And they call back, like, destroy it.
I hope they were sending VMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
I could see it.
Yeah.
That would be great. So Wednesday, a couple days ago, the Judd Foundation filed a lawsuit against Kim, accusing her of false endorsement, claiming that she knew the pieces were inauthentic when she made the video. They say consumers are likely to believe that the Judd Foundation and the Donald Judd brand are connected or affiliated with or otherwise sponsored or endorsed by Ms. Kardashian. A lot of options for people to think about. It's like they're connected or they're affiliated or they're sponsored or they're endorsed.
Yeah.
So many different ways to say the same thing.
Yep.
The foundation also said they don't allow anyone to use purchased Judd pieces for marketing and promotional purposes. Mm-hmm. And Kim's not the only one named in the suit. The foundation is also coming for Clements Designs. And that's the company that actually made these knockoffs.
Yeah. And that's who they should be most pissed at, I think.
Yeah.
But we can get to that. So the Judd Foundation is suing them for trademark infringement, unfair competition, and false advertising. And the foundation says that while Clemens tables and chairs appear identical to Judd's, they are poor quality imitations. So in their filing, the Judd Foundation calls out an invoice that Clemens Design sent Kim, where their pieces are described as being in the style of Donald Judd.
Smoking gun.
I know. The Judd Foundation is looking to be paid any money that Clements Design made off those knockoff pieces that they sold Kim. And they're also suing for attorney fees and court costs, as well as any other further relief the court may deem just and proper. And it looks like they want some sort of public apology or a statement clarifying that the designs were knockoffs. And they also want the knockoffs to be recycled. So,
but they don't want that statement to be an updated caption, apparently.
No. They want her to call like the New York Times, Architectural Digest, like all these places that said,
yeah, get like a bunch of microphones in front, like at the White
press
House
conference.
Press secretary. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just her come out and say, I have an important thing to say.
Yes.
These are knockoffs. But for the company that Brooke says should hang high for the only ones responsible in this absolute mess. After the suit was filed, Clements Design released a statement where they said that they feel blindsided and that the Judd Foundation's claims have absolutely no merit.
Yeah.
They're all currently shredding all of the brochures that describe their furniture as inspired by Judd.
Yeah. So in the statement, they go on to say that once they were made aware of the issue, made aware of what issue? That you made fake furniture?
Be like, yeah, it was explained to us that we accidentally typed Judd in our descriptors. We didn't realize.
Yeah, we accidentally got some plywood, a drill, and all these things, and we put together a table.
And had pictures all on our walls of all of your furniture. We have no idea how it happened.
What happened? So they actually got in touch with the Judd Foundation lawyers and pointed out that there were obvious differences between the furniture that they made and the Judd designs. And when the media reached out to Kim's reps for a statement, they just referred everyone to the statement that Clemens Designs made. So they were like, yeah, just what they said.
Yeah, copy paste.
Yeah.
So we have ourselves probably one of the biggest legal battles we'll see in our lifetime.
Yeah.
This is going to be the stuff of legends.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, though, what do you think about this, Brooke? She's in trouble over knockoff furniture.
Yeah.
Which is what's crazy to me is like knockoff furniture for normal people is like IKEA, like making something that looks nice.
Yeah.
Versus, so it's, you know, it's what, a couple $100 more versus her knockoff furniture is still obscenely expensive.
I know. I want to know what she paid for this furniture because it's not listed. They blacked it out in the lawsuit.
Which is illegal. It should be. Money numbers should never be blacked out. We got to talk about them more.
We should file a lawsuit against this lawsuit.
Yeah.
Just for that.
It's like that Spider-Man thing.
What?
Where we're all Spider-Man pointing at each other.
So this is interesting because here's what I feel like happened. So these shady bastards at Clemens Designs sent this invoice. They're like, it's in the style. They did say in the style. I will give them that.
Yeah.
I think in the time from that invoice to the time the furniture was made and put in this kitchen in her office, Kim somehow, I think, thought it was Judd furniture. Yeah. And I think that's why she said it in the video.
Yeah.
And then nobody corrected her. Nobody said anything. And now these dickheads who made this furniture are now blaming Kim because they're like, well, you got to reach out to Kim. Like,
yeah,
you know, we did whatever. So I think it was a misunderstanding on her part. I don't think Kim purposely lied to pass it off as Judd furniture. Yeah. I don't know what the point of that would be.
Yeah.
But I think this design company is shady. And I think they need to refund Kim. They need to issue a statement that it was a knockoff. They need to stop making knockoff and furniture and selling knockoff furniture. Mm-hmm. And I think Kim should take up the Judd Foundation on their offer to redo the tables authentically and pay for it.
I agree with everything except them paying Kim back.
Why?
Reimburse her. Why would they reimburse her? They described it as inspired by.
Okay, yeah,
she made
fair.
The choice to buy it.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I feel like she like came in and they were like, we got to film this video real quick. Here are like the sound bites. Make sure you like mention this and this and this. And she's like, well, what is it? They're like, oh, it's Clemens Design. She's like, what's that? They're like, it's blah, 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 blah furniture. And so she like took it and it's like, oh, it's Judd furniture. But I agree. Because she doesn't need to worry about knockoffs. She's buying dirty ass Birkins. Like,
yeah. Like
she's buying Birkins and making them dirty. Like she doesn't care about knockoffs.
I think she very well could have just bought this furniture and. Yeah. She probably thought this design company was going to, because this design company works with like brands and they do interior design.
Right.
They don't, but they also make their own furniture.
Yeah.
So, but she works with them a lot. So she probably was just like, okay, whatever. Like they got these pieces and that's it. And, you know, she probably isn't sitting there reading the invoice herself and being like, these are inspired by, got it. Like there's no way she's over there reading the invoice herself. But you're right, I guess. Like, they did clearly state that they were inspired by, but they're also shady to make them almost identical.
No, I agree. I agree. But I do think it's ridiculous for the Judd Foundation to say destroy them, because as you know, I'm an avid member of Buy Nothing groups. Put it on your Buy Nothing group.
Well, they
There's no need to destroy more things.
I know. Well, they did say, like, recycle them instead, like, to...
Yeah.
So there's no environmental impact.
Yeah. So if she could join the Hollywood Buy Nothing group, I'll get it.
Yeah. You're going to have to join the Calabasas one, unfortunately.
I should get in on that one. There's probably so many good things getting given away on that group.
The Hidden Hills Buy Nothing group? Oh, my God. I'll pretend
that would be my income. I wouldn't even need a job.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, all around, it's like this Clemens Design, they're shady. I don't like them.
Yeah, no, I think that's finally, after 4 years working together, we agree on something.
Finally. They brought us together. And for that, we're grateful.
In a way only they could.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are John Lloyd and Sam Ada.
Our video producer is Chris Kirk.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.